Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts, and I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 14 and 15, entitled The Wrath, or Wrath in North. Wrath was written by Kate Barno, who has worked on House of Cards and True Blood, and it was directed by Stefan Schwartz, who's worked on Power and the Americans.
Good resumes.
Right. North was worked on or written by Dave Erickson, who has worked on Sons of Anarchy, and Kate Erickson, who's worked on Mr. Robot.
Okay.
And it was directed by Andrew Bernstein, who's worked on The West Wing, which is still good.
Yeah, show that we love.
Yep. And 12 Monkeys, not the show, but the movie.
All right. Cool. Yep.
All right, so we watched that long-ass episode twice now. It was like a movie.
Yeah.
As good as it was, I will say this, Gary. It's one I'm bad at watching movies at home because all I think about it is like, oh, it's going to be an hour and a half of my time or 2 hours, which is weird because I can binge watch a whole season of a show, even though it's hours and hours. But something about that a movie seems like you got to dedicate a whole long block of time to watch it. Whereas a TV show, it may be a half hour, hour. It's just, I don't know, it seems fast. So my point is that when we had to go back for this rewatch, I felt like I kept putting it off because I'm like, it's 2 hours. It's not like an hour of my time. I guess we could have split it up, but we did watch it both hours back to back again.
Back to back, yeah.
And I think I would have enjoyed it better if we would have took one day or even just like an hour here and then take a break and then watch the second one rather than back to back. Because it was gruesome. It was violent. It was emotional. And that's a lot in 2 hours.
That's a movie.
Yes, which is why I don't watch movies at home hardly ever. It takes me like 3 days to watch a movie.
Well, I enjoyed it. You know, I loved it. This is one of my favorite shows right now. Great first show, great second show. Can't wait the next season.
I'm looking forward to next season, especially now that they stepped their game up. I can only imagine what it will be like next year.
Right, I'm just feeling bad for Chris.
Oh, poor Chris.
Yeah, he didn't make it with us.
Yeah, we can get to that because I really love that scene. I love seeing it, even though part of me, wonders, those boys kept lying. Like, is it true that Chris is dead for sure? Like, because they lied twice. But I guess in both lies, he was dead in both lies.
Yeah.
So why else, if he was alive, they would have said, no, he left. I don't know why they didn't come up with a better lie. Like, dude, he left us. He, wanted to go off on his own. I don't know. They could have came up with a better lie.
They did better.
Their second lie was even stupider. Like, when they're like, we had to. I'm like, dude, why? Y'all didn't take no time telling him the truth, if that is the truth.
I don't think that was a lie. I think they really feel they had to.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why they told Travis that.
In their twisted mind.
Mm-hmm.
It just made sense to them.
Right. All right, but yeah, I enjoyed both episodes. I really did. So if this is your first time listening, go back and listen to all of our other podcasts, or all of our, at least our other Fear, The Walking Dead podcast. But the way it works, and it will work the same even though we're covering both episodes under one podcast, is we will discuss our likes and our dislikes, and we'll do likes from Wrath and then likes from North. I mean, excuse me, likes and dislikes from Wrath and then likes and dislikes from North. And then we'll do any listener letters, an award, and instead of a prediction, we're kind of doing something a little slightly different at the end.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we can't predict who dies next season.
Yeah, that's a little too... I think we're going to have to wait until the season, we get the trailers for third season to kind of even start to think about it and go, okay, who do we think may die? You got to show me something.
Yeah. I mean, I could base my decision on who I want to die.
Who do you want to die? Is it still Maddie? No, you always used to say Travis. Is it still Travis?
No, it's not Travis anymore.
All right.
Well, it's not any of them right now.
Yeah, it's not any of them. I will say this, looking at our notes, and maybe because I was so into watching it, after Wrath came off, I'm like, I don't have that many likes on here, but I don't have any dislikes. And then even after North came off, I'm like, I swear our notes look the same as they do as if it was one episode. Like, it doesn't look like we have double the notes, if that makes any sense.
Well, these were pretty long scenes.
Right. And I think we were just so in tune it. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even write anything down. I was just in it, just watching it and just taking it all in or whatever. All right, so here we go. First one is actually a like and a dislike. I believe you said it was a dislike on your part, and you can talk about it. But Ophelia holding her own at the beginning. We started off with her fighting those walkers. And I actually thought it was pretty cool.
It was a cool scene.
Now, I have here that you didn't like that the walkers were able to sneak up on her, though.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated that about this scene.
Yeah, and they've done that before in the show.
I'm tired of these loud walkers sneaking up on people.
Right. The walkers are loud as hell. They can't sneak up on you. That's just not possible.
It's like they're quiet until you see them.
Yeah, when you turn around, they're like, when you turn around and actually face them, they're like, rawr. It's like, hold on, you weren't making all that noise, you know, just a second ago when you were creeping up behind me.
Right. He was tiptoeing, you wasn't doing all that.
Right? That's what we said last year. Was that on Walking Dead? We were talking about
Walking Dead.
Tiptoeing, yeah. All right, next is the dead family. It was a like because it was just like, damn, so brutal. But we
it really
also,
was a like.
We also have as a dislike.
It was just so sad.
Right.
It was a like because the little outlaws did what they said they were going to do. And by them showing us, they had me scared.
Right.
This is a scary group of men.
My thing, and I don't know, I'm not trying to get too far in dislikes, so I don't think I have it written down, but since we're talking about the dead family here, my thing is if you are willing to kill a family with, like, a kid, a baby, a little child, why didn't they kill Nick and whoever that guy was that came with Nick? Like, why didn't they just take the drugs? Why did they let Nick go and, like, save the people? Because obviously they don't care about human life.
Well, they spoke about it. They wanted to give them a chance to leave. I think them killing the family is something they had to do to get the information they wanted. Because you have to think about it. When the scene came on, first started, Nick walked in with the little meds. They went back to the room. You see the guy looking at a map. We get enter right here. This is an open area right there.
Right.
So they got a lot of information out of this family.
Okay. So you maybe think they tortured the wife or... And then maybe tortured the daughter to get information right out of the dad.
They could have.
Okay.
But, like we said, it was a dislike. Not a show dislike, but it was sad to see that they killed a kid. I mean,
yeah.
Although they've done it a couple of times on The Walking Dead and here on The Fear.
But we've seen them kill kids on Walking Dead. Well, we've seen kids be dead, like Sophia. She was dead. We didn't see her die. And the little girl at the first episode with Rick. And then, of course, Lizzie and her sister. But I guess it's different when you know an adult did it viciously, like for no reason.
It was an execution.
Yeah, it was an execution. It was not like the girl was dangerous. I mean, they could have killed her. Not condoning any of it, but they could have killed the parents and then like, okay, little girl, you're going to stay with us now.
Well, you know what? And this is selfish of me. But if that situation happened to me in a zombie apocalypse and I knew they were going to kill me, I would prefer them to kill my whole family.
Right, yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to be dead and my family go on with these villains.
Because you're going
to be... telling what they do to your wife, your child.
You can't rest peacefully.
Right.
All right, so we discussed how some of the scenes were quite long, and this next on our likes list was a pretty long but amazing scene. We see a guy who must have been sick at the camp at Woodbury 2.0. He must have died. He came back as a zombie. He bites Alejandro on his arm. He bites a lady's finger off. He bites a guy's face off. I mean, he almost got to Nick. It was crazy. Then Nick, like, kills him. Oh, I can't even look. It was so gross. Because he's almost still, like, it's not like he's been dead a long time. So it's like putting your fingers in a regular human person's eyes and
right,
killing them. I the second time I had to turn away because I was like, okay, I already saw this. Like, I just knew what happened there. But it was amazing.
Well, that was like one of the, like, if you grew up watching Kung Fu movies, you know that move. Those are little pressure points. I mean, all the great Kung Fu fighters did it.
But Nick is not a Kung Fu fighter. So that was just crazy that he was doing it.
No, what they said, there's no zombies in this right here. There's no zombie movies, no zombie shows. But I'm pretty sure there's some Kung Fu movies.
Right. All
right. Disagreeing.
Yeah. No. I mean, there has to be. I mean, Bruce Lee, he has to exist somewhere.
Have to.
The Karate Kid has to still exist.
Well, I don't think the Karate Kid was on that level.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't poking people's eyes out.
All right. That's true. That'd been a little. That'd not have been kid friendly. But yeah, it was a really cool scene though. Like, but I wish they knew the stuff that Rick's group knew, because it's like that lady could have survived. They easily could have cut her hand off. The guy, right. Alejandro, the whole time later on, I'm looking at his arm like, dude, you better cut that junk off. Like, you know, you could have cut it at the elbow with him, the lady.
But he was so busy pretending.
Yeah. Oh, I got a lot to say about that. But yeah, I mean, it was just this scene right here was pretty damn good. I think it might have been like the best scene so far in the Fear of the Walking Dead series.
Well, it was one of them.
It's one because it came out of nowhere. You're just sitting there watching, da da da. I think they're just like casually talking to each other, and you just did not expect it. I didn't see it coming.
Okay, all right,
all right. Next on the list, I don't know what you think about this, but they had when Brendan and them they were trying to like get him out of the camp or whatever. Brendan and Derek, I believe.
Oh, Brendan and Derek, yeah.
Yeah, the Bromigos, and they're like, okay, we're gonna take you somewhere else. I took it as, like, the other people, and they're like, no, 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 you're not going to take them. I thought of it as, like, they're thinking they were getting, like, privilege, like white privilege or something.
Okay, all right. Now that you said that, I get it. I was wondering, I'm like, why are they so mad?
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're not letting that happen in the zombie apocalypse. I loved it. Like, I think that's what made them so mad, like, because they were like, some of the people were like, wait, we've been here for hours, and we've been here for days. How did they just come here and get to go? So I was like, oh, I love it. It's like a little revolution in the apocalypse going on right there.
Yeah, you know, that scene kind of got past me.
Okay.
Because I was watching it, and I was thinking the whole time, like, okay, they're going to kill these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But why? Why would they? I was thinking I missed something.
Yeah.
But I feel them. That's like when you're waiting at a hospital for hours, somebody just walk in.
Someone walks in ahead of you.
And they get called first.
I hate it when I'm at the grocery store, and it's a long-ass line. You've been waiting this line. And then they open up another one. And then the people that's like five people behind you all of a sudden get to go. Like, come on. I was waiting long before you. Like, tell me to move my stuff over here.
Okay.
That's like really pisses me off when that happens.
All right. So that's probably what they thought about Brandon and Derek.
Yeah. They're like, hell no.
Like, I've been waiting this line all this time.
Right.
You call them back first?
Yeah. That's not happening.
But you actually saw fear in their face.
Yeah, for the first time. They weren't so cocky.
The second time. The first time is when their friend got his leg blown off.
Right. But they weren't cocky anymore. Because remember when he first approached them, or excuse me, Madison, she had to check him real quick. But one of them, I think it was Derek, he's like, oh, it's about time.
Yeah.
Part of me didn't like that only because it was like, damn, they're laying it on real thick. Like,
they did lay it on pretty thick.
You know, like, they're making sure we hate these guys. And I don't think they needed them to be assholes for us to hate them. Like, I think...
Yeah, we already hated them.
Yeah, we already hated them. So that's my only, like, small, minor complaint. All right, so Nick, he's been calling Alejandro on his bullshit, like, this whole time. I mean, he's not maybe said it, but we know he never trusted him or never believed that bite story.
Right.
And this time when he told Alejandro or whatever, he's like, I'm sure as shit not committing suicide for a fraud. We both liked him saying that.
Yeah. I wonder how did he know?
I mean, Nick
knew. He said that he saw fear on his face, but I mean, you're about to get taken over.
Yeah, I don't, that part of him saying I saw fear in your face, duh, even if he is immune, he did just get bit. That shit has to hurt.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with him having fear on his face. I think it's Nick always knew this was, I mean, come on. If Rick heard this, they would call him on their bullshit like a long time ago. You know, they would have been like, you're lying. That's not, I don't know what kind of bite wound that is, but that's not.
But although we called BS, I was hoping he wasn't lying.
Part of me was thinking like, oh, they're on some other level too. I was hoping that too. Like, is there some type of way to stop it that we don't know about?
Right. Are there some people that's immune to it?
Or immune, yeah.
Can you get like a transfusion?
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping he was telling the truth.
Part of me was too, because there had been something, a little something added to the show that we don't yet have.
Right.
All right. So hearing Chris's backstory, seeing the flashback, and just hearing what happened to Chris, both stories that the Brendan and Derek told, I really liked how they did that. I don't think we've seen a death in a flashback, or I'm thinking of...
We haven't.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen
it.
Not
in the Fear.
Not in Fear. Have we? I was trying to think
in Walking. I don't think we've seen it in Walking Dead.
Okay. Kind of, sort of. Not. I was going to say no, that's not even a flashback. Like, remember in season 3, I think it was, when those guys were going to rape Carl and Daryl? Remember they all got split up? I think it was season 3. It was before Terminus. Maybe it was season 4. Remember Rick had to, like, bite that guy's neck off?
Okay.
I think yeah, that episode in particular came on with showing Rick dripping with blood. And then we didn't know what happened, and then it flashed back. But I might be just, it might be in my head wrong. I haven't seen that episode in a long time, but that's the only thing close to it. Travis whooping ass. I mean, it was bad, but it was good.
This was a much needed ass whooping. Much needed. He's out there asking for it. They've been asking for it ever since Travis met him.
I was going to say, it's an ass whooping for like a few. You know how you're mad at somebody and you've been letting shit ride and you let shit ride and then finally do that one thing that puts you over?
It, but part of me was, you know, Travis would have whooped their ass then. Because it seemed like he let it build up and just whooped their ass to death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's why they say don't let stuff build up, because clearly this anger built up. But I loved when he closed that door, and I was like, I know he's about to whoop their ass. Yeah, like, I know it.
Yeah, I wish he would do that at the farm. Maybe, you know, hit him a couple of times. Maybe when he seen him, then he wouldn't be as mad. You know, just hit him a couple more times. Like you said, we let it build up. I don't want to build up ass whooping. Fight me now. Fight me when I do it.
All right, this next like is probably just my personal like, because I don't think, Gary, you recognized it, or because you didn't say anything. But Nick, who...
How are you sneaking stuff on a list?
Because I was like, I wonder if this is a reference. So we all know Nick, the guy who plays Nick, Frank Delane or whatever. He played Tom Riddle, a.k.a. Lord Voldemort, on the Harry Potter movie Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, you know, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought we talked about last season. You probably forgot. Yeah, he played the young Voldemort. So my thing is, in that movie in particular, Chamber of Secrets, people were getting petrified, which I'm not even going to go into if you don't know what that is. So anywho, this episode here, Nick was talking to, I forgot, Lucinda or whoever, and he's like, no, these people, they're petrified. And like, for some reason, I was like, oh my gosh, they're trying to make a Harry Potter reference.
Oh, okay,
am I stretching it, or do you think that could be true?
It could be true.
Okay.
But if you're not a Harry Potter fan, it probably went all over your head.
Okay. But I just wanted to throw it out there. If any Harry Potter fans,
there's a lot of Harry Potter fans out there.
Yeah.
Then there's, you know, the other half that's grown-ups.
Whatever. I became a Harry Potter fan as an adult. I was, you know, so whatever.
I'm joking.
All right. Any more likes on this one?
No, that sums it up. I'm pretty sure there was more, but I can't.
And you might start thinking of stuff that happened on North.
Right.
All right. So only a few dislikes on Wrath here. Alejandro confessing he was bitten by the boy and not the walker.
What did you dislike about that?
You know, I was thinking that right now. Like, what did I dislike about it in particular? Because that's all I wrote down. I'm like, I don't know. I must have been feeling something when I wrote it down.
Are you mad he told the truth?
No, I think I was more mad at the show than I was at him. Because...
Oh, the entire scene.
The entire scene. Because I was thinking, like, I guess I was kind of a little let down that they didn't let it be a real walker bite. And then part of me was thinking, hold on, we saw that bite. Why did it look like it was still... Why did it look like that?
Right.
You know, it looked like how... Why did this boy bite you? Like, if it was a boy...
Yeah, he was on crack or something, right?
Oh, he was on drugs. Yeah. But damn, like... And then I start thinking, like, can someone take a big piece of chunk out of somebody? But then I thought of the boxing situation that happened years ago with the ear or whatever. So it's possible...
That was an ear. This is a whole shoulder.
Yeah, but that's why I was like, I have it down as a dislike.
Okay. Well, we already spoke about that. The disappointment.
Right.
Not being real. There's a dislike that we didn't add to the list, but it needs to be said. And this is a show dislike. Like, when we see Nick, when it come on, we know the people are about to attack. And Nick didn't tell anybody.
Right. He didn't tell anyone. It didn't look like he told anyone right away.
Right. He didn't. And, you know, this is some information you got to share with people.
Like, as soon as you step in the door.
Like, as soon as they see you. As soon as you see them.
Right.
You have to run back and tell the group. And, like I said, this is not a character dislike. This is a show dislike, because I'm tired of shows doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see some real stuff go down in everyday normal life. People are going to say something about it.
Right.
But in shows, like, people see it happen and they just go about their day. And we look at it like, hold up, you're not going to tell nobody?
Just like when he saw them watching. Why didn't he say something then? Remember, was it one or two episodes ago when he saw, when they were looking at him through the binoculars and he saw that?
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I said when he saw them, be him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nick is not the only one to blame for that. The guy that was with him, I mean, he translated the whole conversation, so he knows as well what was going down.
But I'm saying when the show came on, or when Nick's scene came on, he's just laying in the bed. I think I look at you or you look at me. One of us looked at each other, and we was like, he didn't tell anybody that they seen him?
Oh, you know, okay, I'm sorry. You're talking about before he went and tried to offer the guys drugs and they said, oh, okay, my bad. Right. I was thinking of after, like when they got back, why didn't they say, because it seemed like even then.
Well, he did say something when he got back.
Yeah, but it was so casual. It was really more on a casual type of way.
Well, you could tell the conversation has been going on before we seen the scene.
All right.
Because it seemed like the scene came on like halfway through the conversation.
Yeah.
When he was yelling at Nick about, you know, why or you did what I told you not to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Madison willing to protect Travis from the truth, but not Alicia. So the reason why this whole thing, like part of it's kind of Madison's fault, like her escorting the guys out, Travis beating them up. I mean, I can't really blame Madison.
Why are you blaming Maddie for that?
Well, my thing is the whole reason why Madison was pushing those guys out is because she didn't want Travis to know there because she wanted to protect him from the truth.
Well, I think she had to push them out at that point. Remember, she was trying to take them to a room to get information out of them. Yeah. When she first said, come with me, she wasn't taking them out. She was trying to take them somewhere privately and probably put a little torture game down. I don't know.
So you don't think she was going to kick them out so Travis wouldn't find out they were there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because remember, she said she wanted information.
Yeah, but when she talked to Strand about it, which I did like that conversation because it was a real conversation. Like, what, you know, oh my gosh, they're here. What should I do? I did like that.
I don't know. Strand was, you know, hating a little bit.
Yeah, well, no, that's later on when he's hating. But Strand told her, don't bother him with the truth. Remember? That's what his advice was.
No, that was in this conversation. In this conversation, Strand said, oh, so you mean after he abandoned his son?
No. Wait, I think you're thinking of when Strand said, you're really going to leave for the man who abandoned you.
No, I'm not thinking about that.
Oh, so Strand said some shady stuff twice?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
Remember, I bust out laughing.
I said it. Okay, yes. He said Travis abandoned his son.
Right.
Man, I don't know what's up with Strand. Why'd they make Strand do what he did?
You mean after he abandoned his son?
Right.
Maddie said, no, he didn't abandon. He said, okay, well, left him with those guys.
Oh, damn. Okay. I guess I let that roll over because all I heard was, I thought the only advice he said was, like, he doesn't need to hear the truth or whatever.
Right. But she said she wanted to get the truth.
Okay.
So I think she was trying to take them to a private area, take them to a room alone. And when the crowd started, you know, getting a little rowdy,
right?
That's when she knew she had to get them out of there. But I don't understand, you know, they look scared. They know the crowd coming after them, but they still act in shock, like, oh, you're trying to kick me out?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, the crowd is after you, obviously.
The crowd is after all of us. Right. You gotta go now.
Just go. All right, so Luciana refusing to leave, like, over and over. She did it in Wrath. She did it in North. It, like, I was just so done and tired, and I just did not think I believed it. Like, someone's telling you that people with guns are coming. You're going to die. And you're like, nope, our faith. You know, like, I mean, even though we've seen it kind of in The Walking Dead when they knew the governor was coming and they still didn't leave the prison. But at least, like, they were like, we're going to protect it. Like, we're going to fight.
Right.
They didn't just be like, no, we have faith, you know, that we'll be safe here. And that's what Luciana, she was on. Like, she didn't have no back. She didn't say, like, oh, no, Nick, we got a lot of guns. We'll protect it. She didn't give me any of that. And they had that same conversation a good five times. and I hated every bit of it. And then this final dislike on Wrath is you had this one really, but them not being able to break that door down at the end when Travis is beating on the skies.
Yeah, I didn't like that scene. I mean, I love the scene. I'm sorry. I love that scene, but I didn't like the part where Maddie just kept tapping on the door. Mm-hmm. It was like a tap, tap, tap. Like, stop. Come on, Travis. Open the door.
Yeah.
Open the door, Travis. At any moment, they could have broke the door down. They could have broke the glass, what he ended up doing anyway. They had plenty of opportunity to get in there.
I do call bullshit on them saying, go get the keys. And it's like, they went and got these keys. Like, was that even part of the hotel? Like, how did they have the keys to that place? How did they know which particular key went to that particular door?
Yeah, that's part of the hotel.
That was part of the hotel. Okay. Yeah. Part of me just thought, like, how did they get these keys so fast?
And well, they were still on the property.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Something about the key situation I just wasn't feeling. Just a small, small thing I didn't like.
Because, you know, Travis is whooping ass in there. There's no time to get the keys.
Right. Like, you're going to break, you broke the window anyways. Might as well. Right.
Put your shoulder into the door or something. Right. Put a foot to the door.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to move on to North. And that was the season finale. The official season finale episode. And first is a like and a dislike. We laughed at this. But Strand, okay. Every time it showed Strand, literally like every scene.
Every scene.
He was holding his side, like, you know, just to remind us, he recently did get stabbed.
Just in case we forgot.
Just in case we forgot. It was just a little too heavy. Like, okay, we get it. Strand is not fully healed. But, Gary, you remember? Because when I pointed it out to you, every scene. He had to touch his side.
Every scene, he's walking, holding his side.
Holding his side, just reminding us that he's
sitting
not
on a
okay.
bed, holding his side.
Everywhere. It was too much. So it was funny
now,
because
that was heavy-handed.
We liked it because it was like, okay, good attention to detail. But then we disliked it when they did it the second, third, fourth, and fifth time. So it was like, okay, y'all. All
the way to the end.
All the way to the very end, to his final scene.
His final scene, he was holding his side.
Go back and watch. You guys will see it.
It's funny.
All right, Alicia having Travis's back by, you know, saying like, we'll go with him. We'll all just leave. I like that.
I'm just a big fan of Alicia's, period.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, it seems like every scene she's in now, it's just amazing.
Yeah, she's doing really good.
Like, if she was there, she would have broke down a door.
Where was Alicia? Because she was there when Travis came, and then she wasn't there during the fight.
I mean, she probably had moves to make.
Okay, maybe hotel. She walked away. I don't know, maybe she went with them to get the keys. I don't know.
I mean, it probably was like, you know, too many people already going this direction. Like, okay, y'all got this.
Right.
I'm going to go over here.
Okay.
Go surfing or something.
Right. All right. This was a like and a dislike. It might be mine more than yours, but Oscar surgery. I mean, it was kind of cool that they did it or whatever, especially with like a little box cutter. Yeah, at the same time, I believe I mentioned on the Instant Cast that it was also a dislike because, I mean, how are you going to do brain surgery in the apocalypse?
And me, you had a debate during the Instacast, and I was saying this is something, if you feel like you can save someone, why not try? And I think that they didn't fully think it out. It was like, there's pressure building up, we got to cut it open, get the pressure out. But they didn't think it all the way through as to how were they going to, you know, get them healed back up.
Yeah, how are you going to
put them back together?
Up? Right. And not only that, like, I don't know, it seems, I should have looked it up, and I know the guy that was doing surgery is supposed to be a doctor, so he probably should know all, like, the different techniques, but I don't know, is there no, like, ice pack they could have put on his head, or, like, it seems like they could have waited it out a little bit, like, you know?
There's probably something else they could have done, but then again, you know, we're not doctors. And the door hit his head pretty hard.
I was just gonna say that, yeah, we did, when we watched it the second time, it did hit his head pretty hard.
But I think they didn't have time to think it out. I know what needs to be done. Because another thing, I mean, this guy don't have any anesthesia or anything.
Right. There was some, like, liquor, like some vodka, a bottle of
right.
vodka.
And it's not like he could drink it. He's unconscious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he probably died. They probably killed him. Probably died from the pain. From
the That's why they were so mad. Because they know he knew what he did. He messed up. All right. So the guy's coming in, busting in on Travis in the room. I really like this scene. Maybe because it was like, it was just super cool that they were like, just, I don't know, like, F that. We're going to go hurt him. Or I don't know if they were going to kill him or just beat him up. But then I loved it even when Travis is like, dude, not here. Like, he wasn't trying to say, no, don't fight me. Let me explain. He was just like, not here. Like, you know, he
not in front of them.
Not in front of them. And I really liked Travis in that moment. I was like, wow, Travis, like, I don't want you to get your ass whipped, but you're about to get your ass whipped.
No, he was about to die.
Oh, you think they were going to kill him? Oh, yeah. Well, they did have a gun. Yeah.
Remember when Alicia stabbed the guy?
He was about to pull the trigger.
No, he did pull the trigger. The shot went off, but it went off in the air. So she stabbed him just in time.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't hear this shot go off.
Yeah, it was a shot.
Okay.
So they're playing. That's why he said not in front of them. Okay. Just take me out of the room.
Right.
Yeah, Travis, you know, he was a stand-up guy in this episode. Yeah. Me, as soon as I saw the gun,
you've been screaming.
It's the tears.
Right. Please, you don't want to die.
My face would have been soaking wet.
Alicia Madison, wake up. They're about to kill me. Everybody look at them. They're about to kill me. You get a big audience. Yeah, he was cool. He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. He'll stand up. I mean, I've been on my knees and everything. Right. Oh, no. Spit come out of my mouth too. Don't kill me.
You know, I was good. I was not even good there, but I was thinking of Don't Be a Menace. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So funny. All right. That's real funny, actually. All right. So Alicia asking Maddie what she was doing. Like, I like that. I don't know if she meant it as in, like, what are we? So we're skipping here. We're going now to when they went back to the warehouse or whatever. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know if she meant, like, what are we doing here? Or what are you doing digging through, like, a dead family's pocket? But either way, I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. When they went to the Super Walmart.
Right.
Or the Sam's Club, whatever it is. I think she meant, like, what are you doing? Because remember, I thought she got Nick out of her system.
Yeah.
I thought it was over with. After she explained to Alicia what was going on or, you know, told Alicia that she was strong and you're right, I thought it was over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought she was actually fair what Alicia was saying. Like, yeah, you know, he's gone. He chose to leave. You're here. Let's do this together. Because that's what Alicia's been on this whole time.
Right.
So I think when she saw her digging through the pockets and talking about, oh, yeah, he must be here. This is the same family that I saw earlier that told me about Nick. I think that's what she said. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of sad because it was
here we go again.
Yeah, like this shit again. Like I thought you were over it.
Like we just leave the hotel to go JSS.
Right.
And you're looking for Nick again. That was soon.
Yeah, it's like they went straight there from the hotel. Right there,
yeah.
Now, I don't know if she did that because their plans or their intentions are to leave that area altogether, like, super far away. So she's like, one more chance. I know Nick may be near. So maybe if she didn't hear that information earlier about Nick, she might have just went on her way. But since she got a little, you know, a little notification that maybe he might be around, she decided, let me look for him one last time.
I don't know. She already messed up everything after that by turning on the hotel lights. In my honest opinion, that hotel is no longer safe to me. Just period.
Right.
So I think they probably did the best thing by leaving.
Yeah, because bad guys, what if they were scoping the place out for a few days?
Right.
They might be like, okay, a lot of people are going to come right away. Let's just wait and we'll scope things out.
Sooner or later, more people are going to show up. And, well, I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to get into that a little later. What I look forward to seeing next season.
Okay. All right. All right. Next on the likes list, Alejandro at the end when he's like almost dead, him letting the walkers in by moving the bus. I thought that was cool. Like, it was almost like, okay, if we can't have this shit, y'all ain't having it either.
I didn't like that scene. I didn't like the fact that he was still alive. Like, it was like he died like five times. It's like when he shot himself with a needle.
Yeah.
And leaned over. I thought he was dead then.
Right.
Then they show him again talking to the people.
I actually have that later on our dislikes. But I do get what you're saying. I guess I just like that. I like their plan. I don't know if Nick told him to do it or if he just decided on his own last minute, like, this is what I'm going to do. But either way, I mean, as wrong as it is, they are killing people, as bad as those villains are. But I just like that plan.
It was a good plan.
All right, so the view of the border, when Nick and Lucinda and friends, they arrive at the border, we get like a big sky view type of it. And it just shows all those cars going, whether in or out to San Diego, I'm assuming, stuck there. And I don't know, something about that high up view looked really, really cool. Like just seeing how life stopped right then and there.
Right. And plus that was familiar for us.
Yeah, because we just went to Mexico like 2 months ago, and so that's pretty much how it looked when we went, so it doesn't even need to be apocalypse.
Right. It was already at a standstill.
Yeah, it was a standstill. It was crazy. Wait. All right, and then last on our likes for North is the gunfight at the border. I thought it was pretty cool because, once again, it was unexpected. I thought the show was like almost over, and then the gunfight starts. Not to mention like the music they're playing. I'm going to try to play it sometime during this episode if I find it, but it sounded very Kill Billy, like.
Yeah, it was Kill Bill like.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, I don't know, something about it was very like, I don't know, it just made the scene even
better. It was passive aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
like, you know, it was mellow, but you're gonna die at the same time.
Right. It was like, you're gonna die. It was like, you're singing a lullaby, but the lullaby is really telling you you're gonna die. So that's what it was like. Any more likes for this episode?
I had one more like, but it's an in-between. I know you hated this scene when it happened, but I loved it. And we spoke about it already when the guy had a gun to Travis and Alicia stabbed him.
Right.
All right, but what was funny about the scene was it was like a Nightcrawler scene. Everybody kept transporting from here to there. Like, you didn't like it because the guy was holding Alicia and Maddie back.
Yes.
So we wonder, how did Alicia get past the guy?
How did not only she get past him? How was she had enough time to get past him and take a knife out and stab him?
Right. And when they show the guy, he's still holding his arm out like he's holding her.
Yeah.
And then moving on, we see Mr. Clean, the man Strand himself. You know, when they was wrestling for the gun, Strand picks it up, but we know Strand was nowhere in the room.
Yeah, not only that, when Strand goes out and goes, everyone get out, and I didn't know if he picked up the gun. I thought Strand had his own gun. But when he goes, everyone get out, y'all get out and leave, and I look and I'm like, where in the hell did you come from, Strand?
Came
like,
from a patio.
You're on the balcony on like the 17th floor. What did you do? Jump from your room's balcony to their room? Like, it was so weird how Strand was there.
The whole scene was just weird. If you look at it, go back and look at it. This is a weird scene.
And you know what? They can't say, oh, well, maybe Strand was on the balcony talking to Travis when they came in. No, because that would have been rude, because we remember Alicia and Maddie, I believe, or at least Alicia was sleeping. So it's not like they're out there partying or chatting it up while Alicia's sleeping. So Strand being there was just super weird. Like, I could see, they should have had Strand by the door as if he came, you know, like.
Right.
Like, oh, you, but like, he was by the balcony.
That's what they should have had. Like, they were wrestling and the gun fell by the room door.
Right.
And he picked it up. But by him sneaking in the room with all this commotion going on and grabbing the gun, it's just crazy.
It was crazy.
That was a crazy scene. Alicia teleporting from one side of the guy to the other.
Yeah. There's no way she should have been able to stab him.
No. I think that's what messed me up because, like I said, when they turned back at the view, the guy's still holding her.
Right.
Like, he still have an arm out. Like, he's holding her and holding Maddie.
Right. There was just no way. And Madison was even closer to the guy than Alicia was. Alicia would have had to, like, go around the guy.
Go around Maddie.
past Maddie. It was just weird.
And then he turned around, like, how did she get there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering the same thing.
Right. All right. So that both of those, the Alicia and Strand thing, were both on our dislikes.
It was an awesome scene. They just happened to be a dislike.
Okay. Now, Strand, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, how he was saying some shady stuff. But when he said to Maddie, are you really going to leave for a man who abandoned you? That really pissed me off. because Strand, first of all, you're acting like you don't even know Travis, like, for a man, like, you never met Travis before, like, you don't know him, you don't have a relationship with him. Not only that, you know the situation that happened. I mean, like, you technically know, you don't know the situation. You don't know if he abandoned you. You don't know if he got lost. Y'all left Travis.
You could have left him.
Yeah. I mean, y'all left without even knowing where Travis was. Remember, like, oh, we don't know where Travis is.
But we gotta go.
But we gotta go. So, I don't know. Like, it's part of me feels like they almost wanted us to dislike Strand towards his end, the way he was, some of the things that were coming out of his mouth.
And what's so funny about it is, after Travis left, they didn't talk about Travis again. Yeah. Like, Maddie didn't discuss Travis again until probably, like,
when they were getting drunk at the bar.
20 episodes later.
Right. They were getting drunk at the bar, and she mentioned him, like, really quickly. All right. Next on dislikes is, why did they let Alejandro, I'm probably saying his name wrong, but why did they let him stay knowing what would happen to him? Not only that, they were also wasting medicine on him. Like, they made the guy with the face cut, you know, bit, and the lady with the finger. They made them walk, you know, look at the flowers or whatever. But Alejandro's chilling.
Well, he didn't tell him yet. They still thought he was immune.
No, but even when they found out and Nick came and helped him with the medicine, Nick, you know by now. And so why are you wasting medicine? And two, like you said, you thought he died when he took the medicine. Like, that was so dangerous for them to be letting him still there, knowing that he might die any minute and then turn and then end up turning the rest of the community. Like, he should have never stayed there. Which shows you also how selfish Alejandro is. Because he knew what was going to happen to him.
He's the fierce Eugene.
Oh, no, I don't know if he's that.
I think he is. Because remember, Eugene lied.
Oh, yeah, said, to get protection.
Yeah, to get protection.
Right. And, yeah, because
he did the same thing. He's doing the same thing. In
you're
the fear.
Right.
He's lying to get protection.
You're right. Because Nick even calls him all on that. You know, when he was like, yeah, I protected him. He's like, you protected them or something. And they're like, no, they protected themselves. Like, he said something.
They protected you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, that is a good comparison. All right, last on dislikes, is the villains, the one from the warehouse or the Sam's Club or whatever, when they came to Woodbury 2.0, it was just a little too easy for them to, like, shoot a couple walkers. They got in there just wait, like, there was a lot of walkers.
It was a little too easy.
And it's not like they had blood on them like how Nick and them do when they leave. They just had their guns. So I just felt like some of them should have gotten bit. I don't know. It should have been a little bit more scary. And I know they said it. They're like, oh, this is too easy. But no, you can't just say this is too easy because you want us to think it. Like, why was it too easy? You know, they did mention that. They're like, oh, this is too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is too easy. Something's not right here with the writing, you know? So, that's all I got.
I mean, they was running out of time.
Yeah.
It's only an hour show.
Right. Now, I will say one like that I forgot to mention earlier is when they said they were going to leave, or Maddie said, told Travis, we're going to leave with you. He's like, I need to let you know before you make that decision that I'm not that same person. Like, you know, it's not going to be the same Travis that was teaching high school and everything like that. The Passover Travis is not going to be him anymore. And I liked him saying that.
They should have been upgrading his character.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone told me today, they said that they think he could be like the next Rick.
Oh, hell no. Oh, not yet. It's too soon, people.
All right, you guys. Well, if you would like to be a part of the podcast, Fear is going to come back on. Who knows? Maybe in a year. But The Walking Dead starts in about 2 weeks from now. Maybe 2-3 weeks from now.
Can't wait.
So we'll try to do a preview podcast soon, the next week or two. Before it comes on, we'll do a preview podcast. So our email will stay the same, though. dead@theverdictsin.com. Our Twitter, @theverdictsin. Facebook.com/verdictsin. And then if you have been listening to us and you haven't left us a review rating yet on iTunes, please do so. We greatly appreciate those. There's a lot of Walking Dead and Fear podcasts, so that will help us to get on the map a little more. And then also, if you've noticed, we did not do any ads this year or this whole season. So if you would like to go ahead and give us a donation, we did that in place of ads. You can do that on our website, theverdictsin.com, and just go under support. And that just helps us pay for our monthly feeds, monthly subscription thing. So we'll appreciate that if you do that as well. All right, so first letter that we have today, we have a Facebook comment left by Leslie. She wrote, I really enjoy your podcast, found you through Wayward Pines, and then looked you up for Fear the Walking Dead. I'm behind on a podcast, a couple episodes, but wanted to comment on how you mentioned that lots of people seemed sick at the Colonia. We can't forget that back in season one, that people were dying from a flu-like sickness and turning. The military would drag you away for having a fever. I look forward to seeing what happens with the bros at the gate come next episode.
Thanks, Leslie. Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, we've seen it. You know what? The season one is kind of a blur to me, so right. I forgot a lot of stuff about it. But after she mentioned it, I remember, like, yeah, they were. You know, if something was wrong or a little off with people, the military would get them.
Yeah, mental illness.
Yep.
Drug addiction.
Yep.
They were carting people off. So you didn't even have to necessarily be sick. Any excuse they had, they would drag you off.
Right. So thank you, Leslie.
All right, we have some Twitter comments here from David Valentin, and he wrote, the most vicious scene on any show in cable, brutal. The one thing I can't excuse was Travis killing an innocent man and causing, the one thing I can't excuse was Travis killing an innocent man and causing his brother's death in return. So he's talking about the doctor and groom. And thinking the men at the border are, okay, actually let me stop there. All right, so he's talking about the most vicious scene, I'm believing, is when Travis killed the Bromigos.
Okay.
But he's saying one thing he can't excuse is that, you know, ultimately Travis killed the groom, and the doctor. Even though Alicia killed the doctor, but Travis did kill the groom.
Well, he's responsible for the whole thing.
Yeah, he's responsible.
It's a domino effect.
And then he continues, thinking the men at the border are Minutemen, and that's a group that monitors the border. But why bother now? And with Mexico having a professional military, why is it never shown versus the U.S. with camps everywhere?
All right.
See, that's one thing. I didn't put it on dislikes, but when Nick looked through the binoculars and he was like, oh, there goes the helicopter and that's a camp. I was thinking, how does he know that's a camp just because there's a helicopter leaving from there? So that was my only confusion there. So maybe it's not even a camp of what they think it is. I mean, we remember Terminus wasn't what Terminus was, what we thought it was. So who knows if there really are quote-unquote camps set up. And yes, I don't know why we don't see any yet in Mexico, especially if they have their own military or something. You know, we haven't even seen Mexico military people.
You haven't even seen police officers.
Yeah, no police officer or anything.
Where the hell they go to?
Unless they've turned and said, okay, F this, and now they're part of, you know, the villains or whatever. So they could be ex-military or ex-police or something.
I like what he said about the Minuteman, because we were like, who are they?
Right.
You know, why are they still working? But I'm still wondering, like he said, why are they still working?
Why are they still working? And then why were they hiding behind the cars? Because remember I pointed out, I was like, hold on, even if they are, you know, border control or whatever, they were just like, you know, Nick, Lucinda, they all went, looked, you know, chilled for a second before they actually start showing themselves and, like, started shooting. So it was like, do you guys just chill there all day waiting for people to come and then?
Like I said, they were still on their job, still on their shift.
Right. Okay.
Have to get them 40 hours.
And then David gave us pronunciation of his last name, so hopefully I said it right. So it's David Valentin. So, yeah, I do struggle with it.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, we have an email from Yolanda. She wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, I must say I'm quite impressed with this season of Fear. It's improved so much since the first season. I'm glad I gave it a chance.
It's a new show.
Yeah, especially this second half, though, because remember the first half, I was like, oh, I'm tired of talking about this. Like, I'm not excited about this show. I was, like, done with this first half. So, yeah. I'm sure I'm in the minority, but when Travis went all Hulk smash on the Bromigos, I like the Hulk reference there, I said he gots to go. Yeah, I think you are in the minority there. I mean, let's keep reading. We all knew this was in him when he beat down the army guy for shooting Ophelia. Yes, the Bromigos deserved it, but he has no code. When Rick bit a man's throat out, it was because he and Carl were in immediate danger. When he lost it over Lori, he killed the dead. We all felt a certain kind of way when Rick's group decided to be assassin and kill Negan's crew in their sleep.
Right, we did.
So Travis killed the Bromigos, and Oscar, the doctor, and Alicia kills Andreas, the other doctor. Oh, I didn't know Oscar was a doctor, too. And they bust up the fence, leaving the hotel vulnerable. People who only helped them until Travis killed one of theirs. Karma needs to kill Maddie to make things right. The like rule Maddie. Seems to apply to everyone but them. I mean, I don't know if I feel as strongly about...
Yeah, that's kind of mean.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel as strongly about it as you do, Yolanda. And she has a little more here, but if we just want to talk about this first part. It was a freak accident, kind of, when he killed that guy.
Yeah. You know, it was a rage.
Yeah, it was rage. And I forgot about how, yeah, he did go crazy on the army guy in season one. But I don't know. I don't know. We saw Rick. Remember when Rick beat up Tyrese? Like, I mean, I know Tyrese was fighting Rick first. But then, like, Rick didn't just fight him back or protect himself. Like, Rick whooped Tyrese's ass.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, we can't just say Rick only kills or only hurts. I mean, I know she brings up the time that he killed Negan's crew, but Rick has done a lot of questionable things too. You know, everything Rick has done, we haven't agreed with. And I think the show is just showing us that same thing's going to apply with these characters. Like everything they do, especially Madison, is going to be stuff that we do not agree with.
Right. But they did mess up the whole hotel scene though.
Yeah. Remember I said that on the Instacast. I was like, damn, they left the gate down, you know, but you mentioned how else would they have left?
Yeah. They had to get out of there.
Right.
I mean, not only that, you know, Maddie, like I said, she turned the light on to bring, I mean, they are a selfish group.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Because they weren't even there first.
I think I can agree with Yolanda on this is a selfish group. Like we mentioned before, Maddie turned on the light just for Nick, but it brought all the attention to the hotel. When it comes to Travis, yeah, he killed the doctor, or he killed a guy on accident through rage, and I don't want to say it's not because he don't have a code, but this is his child. His child just died.
A
16-year-old
kid.
Child just died by these assholes. Not just died, they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of feel his pain. If somebody murdered your child, it's no telling what you would do. I mean, he wasn't Travis anymore.
It's kind of like on A Time to Kill, which was like a really good movie back in the 90s. Samuel Jackson. Remember, he tries to kill, was it Keith Sutherland or whoever he tried to kill? And remember, he ended up ricocheting like the bullet and it hit the other guy, like a police officer or somebody else. And
he had to get his leg amputated.
Yeah. It was, you know, we were all still rooting for Samuel Jackson. Like, let him free, you know, because it's something that any parent would have did. Some bad stuff happened that he didn't intend to happen.
Right.
But I kind of think of that, like, you know, and that's why they say you can't take the law into your own hands, but this is Apocalypse. Who else is going to do the law for you or whatever?
Right.
And then really, when it comes to your kid, I don't know if you can't take the law into your own hands even applies anymore. Like, you just, you know, there's no thinking when it comes to that.
Even though his kid was a killer.
Yeah. You know, killer Chris. All right, so she continues, and Nicole, Andreas had to operate on his brother. It wasn't ideal, but it was his only chance for surviving. We didn't say how crazy it was for Denise, who couldn't get through med school and prone to panic attacks, operated on Carl's eye. If nothing was done, he would have died.
Yeah. True.
She's right, because I didn't even, I guess, question how Denise had to operate on Carl's eye. It was just like, duh, you got to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe his eye doesn't sound as serious as, like, someone's brain surgery.
Well, though. I guess we build that relationship with Carl.
Right, right. That's like, Carl, you can't just not try.
Yeah, and these guys right here, although they've been here the second half, we still don't know them.
I didn't even know their name until, like, I had to look it up a couple times. Like, I think during the second time we watched and they said Oscar, so I was like, oh, shit, let me hear him write that down. That's his name. Like, so that's how much I knew or cared about these characters. And then under the other doctor, I didn't even know he was another. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know the groom was a doctor. And then the Andreas guy, I didn't even know his name. So, also, do you think the Bromigos really put Killer Chris down? There was a scene where Nick spots the helicopter and a walker goes by behind him that I could have sworn was Chris.
Wow.
So, but she's still saying that Chris is dead then.
Yeah. I have to watch it again.
Yeah, I'll have to see that scene again. And then she wrote, I ain't fearing shit goes to Alicia. Killing someone for wanting to do the same thing Travis actually did takes balls.
Right.
Actually, I'm kind of sad that Alicia had to kill someone. Or not had to. I'm sad that they made her character do that, like, in a show way. Because she's a kid, and I don't know, it feels like in The Walking Dead and Fear, it's like, once you kill one person, you're a killer. Like, you don't just stop. You're like, oh, I just killed one person. Like, you just kill now.
You heard what Maddie said on the drive.
Right.
She said, this won't be your last time.
Yeah, yeah. Some bad, sad advice. Most likely to die goes to Maddie. I've had it with her. Oh, my gosh. I had it with her self-righteousness. I need to find my ratty-haired groom-ass son. Kill it, kill when it suits me, but when you shouldn't kill, hypocrite-ass. Yeah.
Man, she's right, though. She's right.
I feel better now. Just a few weeks to Walking Dead. Talk to you guys again, Yolanda. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Yeah. I mean, I think I said I've never liked Madison.
Yeah. I didn't like her in the first season.
I think she was on something I just didn't like. Like, she was on Lost, but she didn't really do anything bad on Lost. She must have played a character on some show I just did not like.
But I actually loved her character this season.
I don't think I'll ever get used to Madison. That's me. Because when they first announced the show and it showed her, I was like, why her? Like, I just never get used to her. I just won't. Watch me next season. Madison is the coolest. Da, 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 da. Yeah. But I don't know. Right now, I'm just not feeling her. All right, we got an email from Tiffany. I love the subject line. It's the finale, bitches. Sure, I'm back, I think. Ha ha. I didn't realize how much I missed listening to you two until I hadn't heard your voices in a while. Aw. So I first think I need to start by saying right off the rip, I hate Madison. Wow, Yolanda and Tiffany. So sketchy, makes sketchy deals. She never sticks to her word. And I seriously think she has some of the sick obsession with her damn son. Because I'd be like, damn, son. I like that. I like how she twisted those words around there. Yeah, she is like weirdly obsessed.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is.
Here are my random thoughts in no particular order because that was a lot to take in for 2 hours. A lot of people died. I think they should have given Travis a bit of a break. First off, he didn't know about the rules that Madison put in place. I said that on the instant cast. And he doesn't know who all these people are. So what he smashed dude, when he smashed dude's head in the door, does he know who that is and why he shouldn't be smashed in the head? No. And it's obvious he's not going after that dude per se. He was raging out on other people. And Andres, the doctor, being like, we need to relieve pressure. How do we know that? Maybe he got a concussion, which doesn't necessarily mean brain swelling, and that's why he's been knocked out so long. Maybe the thing that killed your boy is your sketchy surgery with dirty box cutting materials that did him in and not Travis banging his head in the door. I just said that like 5 minutes ago, yeah. Didn't I? That's what I said. He could have killed his own brother. And that's probably why he was mad at Travis. He realized afterwards, like, I should never cut him open. What was I thinking?
Right. Gave him an Advil or something.
Yeah, gave him some Advil and just wait it out. And I like everyone has officially killed someone who wasn't a zombie. I feel bad for Alicia, though. She was trying to defuse the situation. You know how sometimes you talk people out of an argument and they end up with a knife in the chest? That's funny. And after stabbing someone, they are all like, go wait in the car. No, I'm no more capable than both of you put together. I'm now more capable than the both of you put together, which is why I'm here with you, Mom. Did it seem like Strand was a little butthurt about Madison leaving with Travis?
It did.
He said something like, you're going to leave with the man that abandoned you. Isn't that a little much, Strand? that man's son was just randomly killing people, one of which could have been you, so it was more of a for the greater good situation. But I was cracking up when Madison was like, come on, Victor. And his face was like, nah, boo. Your man is back and I don't do third wheels. Also, isn't Strand supposed to be gay? So why doesn't seem all romantical towards Madison?
I've been said they had a little thing going on.
Well, remember he might be bi or something. Because remember he said, like, oh, I would have hit on you if I saw you at a bar. Like,
right.
Kind of like he just likes people or something.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not hitting on Madison. Maybe he's mad at her more, not because for romantic reasons, but like, damn, like, I thought we were friends now. Like, I thought we've bonded. And now, and maybe that's why he's saying you picked this guy that abandoned you when I'm here with you still. We didn't even know each other. So it could be more on a friend level.
It always seemed like more than friends. And we said it on numerous of occasions, saying that she seemed like she had picked Strand over Travis.
Yeah, no, it has seemed that way.
And this time she actually picked Travis.
Surprisingly. Well,
she tried to take them both.
She picked Travis. I think she was a little turned on by Travis fighting, beating up those guys. She's like, this is the Travis I wanted. this is the Travis I needed. Yeah. She wrote, man, Nick is such a survivor. I'm glad he came back to the Colonia and talked that guy into letting his people go. But I seriously thought he was going to help the guy overdose. I was like, oh, man, Nick is up there dropping knowledge and taking lives. But the guy was still alive. And I like how he stepped up and was like a leader for these people. I actually think part of the problem is that Madison is an enabler of Nick, which is why he was such a shit before the Z-Pac. I mean, if I didn't have a house, a job, a kid, a husband, and I knew my dad would let me come back anytime, yeah, I'd be a serious Rasta pothead, hippie, grow my own food of some sort. Right. Yeah. You know, she's right. She enabled him. She knew he had this drug addiction. He went to rehab like a million times. We all know those stories. We all know those people. It may be different situations, but it's where the parent doesn't realize that the child is no longer a child. They're a grown man, because that's how she's treating Nick. She's treating him like a child, and he's a grown man.
Right.
I mean, how old would you guess Nick was? I mean, he has to be...
He's gonna be like 30.
Shut up. He's not 30. he's not 30. I don't know how old he is, but... If Alicia's 17, she doesn't have a 30-year-old and a 17-year-old. She probably has, like, a 25-year-old and a 17-year-old. Even that's far apart, but I don't know.
I think he's young. I think he's probably still on the show, probably 20, 21.
No, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I should have looked and see how old the actor was. All right, and she continues, what do you think the deal is with the soldiers at the border, Americans or private company? Did they shoot Luciana? Yeah, we kind of talked about that. And yeah, they definitely shot Luciana. I think we talked about
that. Yeah, they shot her.
Instant cast. And sure, I think that's it for now. Walking Dead is coming back, y'all. Let's do Yolanda. Let's do this, Yolanda and Miss Gloria. We got to give a special shout out to Miss Gloria. She had some surgery recently.
Yeah, she's had surgery.
So she might not be writing in for a while. Oh yeah, almost forgot. Ain't Fair and Shit goes to Alicia. Now that she's killed a person, she's not going to not do Madison shit or Travis shit, and I think her mother still acting crazy about Nick is gonna push her into a I don't give a shit type mode. She gonna be reckless and badass, hopefully. R.I.P. Chris and Bromigos and dude with the drilled head and colonial leader and Marco and the gangbangers. Yeah, it was a lot of deaths.
Yeah, a lot of people died.
Alright, even though, you know, there's Yolanda said she spotted Chris, so we'll have to see. I mean, well, dead Chris still.
I'm going to go watch again.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
We appreciate you writing in. All right. So that is it now here for our I Ain't Fearing Shit. Gary, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Alicia also. I mean, it was a close one. It was between Alicia and the Bromigos.
The Bromigos.
Yeah, because I was a Bromigo and I saw Travis coming, you know, when it was at the gate. Right. I probably would have took off running out the gate.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, especially you know what you did.
Like, why go back with them?
Right.
Like, I'm out. I'm like, oh, yo, let's go, bro. Me go.
Right.
But, yeah, I had to give it to Alicia. Not just because she killed somebody. is because Alicia is just badass, just period. She's been badass for the last, like, 3-4 episodes. She tried to defuse the situation. Plus, she's the one who said, we're going with you.
You're right.
To Travis.
Yeah.
Like, you have this comfortable hotel. You and Travis. Travis damn near gave you up after you said.
Come on now.
For real. After she told Travis that Chris tried to kill her, Travis like, nah. Get out of here. Get out of my face.
You know, when they had that conversation, he's like, I'm sorry I didn't believe you or whatever. I'm like, I didn't even know. I don't remember them having that conversation.
Yeah, they had a conversation.
Okay, so I'll have to go back and watch that.
So it was all three of them. It was Maddie, Alicia, and Travis having a conversation. And Travis wasn't trying to hear that.
Okay.
But, I mean, she still had his back. And she was willing to go out there in a zombie apocalypse just to be with Travis and her mother. She ain't fearing shit.
That's a good one. And I was kind of leaning towards Alicia, but I'm going to probably have to give it to Nick. I didn't agree with a lot of stuff that he did, especially like the 5 million conversations he had with Luciana and Alejandro about leaving and stuff. But Nick is very aware of situations. He notices stuff. He sees stuff. And yes, he doesn't always speak up when he should. But given the fact that he was brave enough to go and leave these people who he's only known for a few weeks, maybe a month or two, not long at all. I don't know. And then even going to the warehouse and trying to, you know, negotiate, knowing he could have got killed because he knew they were watching. He knew that they were willing to kill. I just thought Nick wasn't fair and shit. I think he deserves it.
Yeah, you may be right. That's a good one. I guess I didn't think about Nick because I do not like that storyline.
Yeah, no, I wasn't feeling either. So we'll see now that they're with the bodyguard people or whatever, border control.
Right. So what are you most looking forward to next season?
Yeah, so instead of doing a most likely to die, because that's just too far ahead, we're doing most what we're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to next season probably seeing Ophelia reunite with her dad, Daniel, because he's still alive.
Daniel is dead.
Oh, someone wrote that. Someone else did write that on Twitter. They're like, he is not alive. Like, Daniel, like, let it go. He's not alive. So I'm here to say that I still believe he is.
Who wrote that?
Let me take a look. Joe Moel. I really enjoy your podcast, but no way in heck did Daniel survive. He is not coming back, Nicole.
That's what I've been saying.
Now, I'm not trying to,
Daniel is dead.
Well, okay, I'm not trying to spoil anything because I was looking at an article the other day and I didn't get to really read it, so I don't know how, like, you know, how good this source is, but they were saying, like, the producers of Fear the Walking Dead said that they feel that, you know, Daniel may still be alive. So if they feel...
Hold on, are you talking about that Facebook thing?
I think it was, like, on a Facebook post. It was some
get
post.
Out of here.
Like I said, I don't know the source, how credible the source was, you know, but I'm going to just let it be known I said it, that Daniel, to me, in my opinion, is still alive. Like, I thought that guy was Daniel.
They show Daniel again, it better be in a flashback.
No. Like, you didn't think that guy, when he came to Ophelia, the way they even shot it, they shot it slow. The back of his head looked like the back of Daniel's head. They did all of that on purpose to psych us out. They wouldn't psych us out if he's dead. They would psych us out only if they're going to bring him back later. So, Joe, I'm sorry. I'm still sticking with Daniel's alive. And now, if they don't show him all of season... You know what? No, I was going to say if they don't show him all season 3, I mean, hell, we didn't see Merle for seasons either, and he all of a sudden popped back up.
Daniel better be in a wheelchair to bring him back.
We didn't see Jon Snow's uncle, and then all of a sudden in season 6, here he was.
And his legs better be extra crispy. His legs better be extra crispy.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know when I'll give up on the Daniel's dead, you know, thing. It's gonna be a while.
Okay.
What are you most likely for looking to see or whatever?
Well, I hated Nick's storyline. I mean, I hated the whole, what you call it, Woodbury 2.0.
Right.
I hated the whole storyline. I didn't like it. I guess that's just the same thing as I hated. I didn't like it.
Right.
But now it's interesting. Now it seems like it's going to get good. Nick is with the military again, or these guys, we don't know who they are. The Ophelia storyline, I was hoping they'd do more with it this season, but they didn't, so I just can't really get into it just yet. I mean, I don't care who she's with. Travis, I'm mad. Hold up, let's go back. I'm mad the Chris storyline has ended. I'm mad about that.
Yeah, I mean, unless, yeah.
They could have went so many places with that.
Yeah, with Chris, yeah.
I mean, how is Chris going to drive off one episode? Is it going to end up dead the next episode?
Yeah.
And we didn't see him die. Well, in the flashback, we did. But I loved Chris' storyline this season. As far as Maddie, Travis, and Alicia, I think it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a good storyline. Like, Travis ain't playing that no more. Maddie's not, and you know Alicia ain't fearing shit, so.
All right. Well, that does it for us, you guys. We do appreciate you listening. We will be back on this same feed in a few weeks for The Walking Dead. We'll also be doing a preview of The Walking Dead season 7. So crazy. So
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of seasons there. So check it out. Also check out our Verdicts and feed. We always cover shows there. I believe the next up on that list is either Rectify, which starts in a few weeks.
I think it's going to be Atlanta.
Or Atlanta. We've been watching Atlanta, and now that this is coming off, we might either try to do every episode or kind of do like a recap. But if you're not watching Atlanta, that show is like the funniest thing.
It's hilarious.
I've watched every episode already twice. That's how, like, if I'm bored or just not in a good mood, I'll put on Atlanta to get a good laugh. So, all right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary. Hi. Bye.
I love you, darling. Good night. Good night. Good night. May the stars shine bright.